good day, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Light to firm buyer support in live cattle and lean hog futures was being offset by the pressure in feeder cattle markets today. Overall market pressure continued to flood into nearby feeder cattle markets, despite the long-term focus of supply tightness possible over the next few months. The concern of higher feed prices, though, associated with gains in corn and soybean markets, limited short-term buyer activity. Trade was narrowly mixed in all live cattle futures today and were able to avoid the sharp losses across the feeder cattle market. The ability to bring narrow gains to the nearby contracts continued to be the focus on the potential to spark additional cash market support, as well as the firm beef values in the wholesale market throughout early January. In feeder cattle, sharp losses quickly developed early today. Triple-digit losses there continued to hold across nearby feeder cattle markets as the inability to spark any buyer support continued to bring uncertainty to that entire complex. Grain futures tried to firm after narrow trade in a quiet overnight session following a choppy start to 2017. Only corn posted gains on the first day of trading this year, with other markets battered by a surge in the value of the U.S. dollar. Crude oil, though, was eventually derailed by the rising greenback, which reversed lower yesterday after trading at an 18-month high. The dollar was a little softer today, which provided commodities a little breathing room and gave a lift to those emerging markets. Corn prices were steady today, though, after trading in a 2-cent range overnight. March futures fought to confirm a move above its 50-day moving average. Soybeans, though, tried to firm after yesterday's downturn, with strong demand data offsetting mostly bearish weather news out of South America. Wheat prices were quietly mixed today after tests of chart resistance failed to hold in yesterday's trade, though U.S. stocks were expected to eventually begin tightening as farmers slashed seedings. Nothing in the here and now, though, has given end users much incentive to increase their buying. That's a look at all your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.